The Māori Party is under a police investigation for failing to declare more than $300,000 in donations and could be staring at a hefty sanction. The Electoral Commission has asked police to probe three large donations the party received in the lead-up to last year's election. The party's president, Shea Wilson, told our political reporter, Katie Scotcher, that the error was an honest mistake.
When the team is paying for $200 for one thing and then something else, and that's all accumulated, and that's all then seen as one donation, and so that's where the misinterpretation happens, whereas it's not seen as individual, but it's seen as one donation.
But you had, where we went wrong. You had donations for, you know, $120,000 from the likes of Aotearoa Te Kahu. That's a massive chunk of money.
Yes, that's what happened. And because that was managed by our team, and we realised that right at the end that that was incorrect, and so we made sure to report it.
Now, the co-leader of the Advance NZ party, Billy Tikahika, said on Facebook Live last night that the Electoral Commission has also referred some of his election spending to the police. The Commission is also looking into a late donation disclosure by the National Party. Well, to explain what's at stake here, we're joined by Andrew Geddes, a public law professor at the University of Otago. Good morning.
Yeah, kia ora.
Okay, why have the police been called in this instance involving the Māori Party, do you think?
Because it looks like they may have breached the Electoral Act. Under the Electoral Act, if you receive a donation of more than $30,000, you're required to report it to the Electoral Commission within 10 working days. The idea of that is that the Electoral Commission then can quickly make that public so the public can see, especially in the run-up to the election, who's giving large amounts of money to each party. And it appears on three separate occasions with regards to three different donations, the Māori Party failed to do so. And failing to make the declaration in the requisite time, it can be a corrupt practice under the Electoral Act, which is a reasonably serious offence that can see you get put in jail or fined up to $100,000.
And they haven't referred the National Party's case yet, so that may still come.
Yeah, so the National Party is also appears to have stuffed up by failing to add together a series of donations from one particular person. Those donations added together amount to more than $30,000 and so should have been reported immediately. And the National Party appears not to have done so. The National Party has then given its explanation to the Electoral Commission as to why it hasn't done so. And the Electoral Commission is now basically, I think, evaluating that and deciding whether it, you know, deserves to be sent to the police for further investigation.
Right, because I saw some criticism of the decision not to refer the National Party case to the police from those, I think, within the Māori Party, but that's just we'll just have to wait and see whether that still happens.
Yeah, the Electoral Commission does have a discretion. If the Electoral Commission believes that the breach of the Act is, you know, is pretty minor and there'd be no public interest in it going further because, you know, there isn't any really need to prosecute, it can decide not to refer, but that's in the Electoral Commission's discretion.
OK, back to the Māori Party. So we've heard from Shea Wilson, and effectively the President is saying they made a mistake. So they put their hands up and said they made a mistake. What does that mean in terms of any mitigation or reaction from the police, do you think?
So the offence is a pretty strict liability one. If you don't make the declaration within the requisite time, you've committed the offence. And it's then up to the person, the party secretary, because all the liability falls on the party secretary as an individual. They must show there was a reasonable excuse for not having done so. So it's up to them to show good reason for not having met the date. Now, the reason the Māori Party seemed to be putting forward is basically our party was a bit of a shambles and we didn't really know what the rules were. Now, that doesn't strike me particularly as a good excuse, given that these rules are in place for a very good reason. And if you as party secretary are taking on the responsibility, you know, it's implicit on you to make sure you know what you're doing and make sure you've got the processes in place to actually be able to meet the legal requirements.
Have there been precedents for anybody being charged for similar offences in the past?
Yeah, I mean, this does happen, that, you know, parties fail to do this. I think the Advance New Zealand or...
People's Party, was it? Yep.
Was referred and for having not made the declaration, and a small fine was levied. I mean, up to $100,000 in 2 years sounds really heavy, and it can be for the worst offences. Then again, you know, mitigation can come in at the sentencing stage if a mistake has been made.
The Electoral Act, is it fit for purpose with this type of donation? You're not unhappy with that?
Well, I mean, the basic rules there, I mean, you can argue as to whether it's too high. I mean, $30,000 is still quite a high point at which to be, you know, requiring this disclosure. But the rule's pretty clear. It just hasn't been followed. And what we're seeing now is the rule looks like it's going to be enforced. So, you know, I think pretty much that's a good thing. There's no point having these rules if people can just, you know, ignore them and walk away with, you know, a slap on the hand with a wet bus ticket.
Andrew Geddes, thank you very much for that. Public law professor at the University of Otago.